العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. One of the beautiful aspects, as we mentioned yesterday, of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he was a human being. And he did things that human beings do. And one thing about the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he was physically fit. As a matter of fact, it comes in one narration that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrestled a sahaba by the name of Rukana radiallahu ta'ala. Fasara ahum Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet wrestled and he won the wrestling match. And the narration continued, وَالْفَرْقُ بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And the difference between us and the polytheists is that when we wear our imamas, we wear a hat too. So when they wear their imamas, they don't wear a hat. But the first part of the hadith talks about how the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrestled. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrestled. That means he was physically fit. He was physically strong, he could take a wrestling match, and he won that wrestling match. And it wasn't like, okay, it was an easy sahaba to fight against. No, he was a strong sahaba. As a matter of fact, he was known as one of the best wrestlers. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him and had a wrestling match with him. And you know, not the wrestling matches like the professional wrestling, but like actual wrestling that we know as the professional sport. Olympics and stuff like that. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically fit. One beautiful thing. Is that we would say, okay, the Prophet when he was young, he used to wrestle. No. These narrations are what? When he's older. The Prophet received prophethood at what age? 40. When did this wrestling match take place? In Medina, Minowah. That means he's around the age of 50. So even the 50-year-olds don't have no excuses. The Prophet was known to take care of himself. Whether it was water, whether he was eating healthy food, olives, dates, etc. The Prophet was, he was a healthy man. Matter of fact, it comes in a dua that when we make dua, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he made the dua that after asking for afia, after asking for protection, we ask for siha and afia. We ask for good health and we ask for protection from all types of diseases and sicknesses. So being healthy is actually a part of Islam. Why? Because your body doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Allah. That means you can't abuse this body. You have to take care of this body. You have to make sure that you take enough intake of water or eat healthy food because this body of ours is an amana. The body of ours is not ours. This is an amana from Allah. He's letting us borrow this body. We don't own this body. That's why we can't change the khilqat or the creation of this body. When it comes to like plastic surgeries and stuff, and it's not a thick class, but we can't change our body because it doesn't belong to us. So this body has been given to us. Now look at it from that mentality. If I'm borrowing like someone's car, what is it? I borrow someone's car, it's cheap, oh, who cares? If I mess it up, you know, I'll just buy another one, it's a cheap old car anyways. But now, let's say you borrowed an expensive car, a very expensive car. If you were to ruin it, mess it up, give it an accident, it would cost you a lot to fix it. How are you going to take care of that car? You're going to make sure it stays clean. You're going to make sure you drive carefully. You're going to drive properly. You're going to make sure you don't drive too fast. You're going to make sure the car is something that you borrowed. So you're going to make sure you take care of it to the best of your ability. You get a rental car, it's not your car. Yes, you might abuse it if you want to drive it a little bit fast. You got to return it, but that's not besides the point right now. The point is, when something is not ours and it's borrowed, we take care of it in a different level. If it's ours, we'll do whatever we want with it. We can throw it around, I have my phone, I have a nice case, I'll just throw it. It's my phone, who's going to say something? But if I'm taking someone else's phone, I'm going to be somewhat careful. This body doesn't belong to us. We're borrowing it. Allah has given it to us as an amanah. That means we need to take care of it. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank water properly. As a matter of fact, the Prophet was physically fit to such an extent that the Prophet even says, from amongst the things that is not from wasting time, from amongst them is swimming. From amongst them is archery. Pick up a real bow and arrow. See if you're physically fit to pull the string and shoot that bow and arrow. See if you can, how long you can actually swim. I'm not talking about taking a dip in the pool. I'm talking about actually swimming. For amongst those things that is not wasting time is walking. I see a lot of the elders, mashallah, they have a daily habit of going for walks. This is for amongst us. We never need to go for walks. Matter of fact, every Saturday, every Saturday. Remember, he's in Medina, around the age of 53. I've seen him to Medina at 53. So 53 or older, every Saturday, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk from Masjid al-Nabawi to Masjid al-Quba. Masjid al-Quba is about a 3 mile walk. He used to walk 3 miles and he used to walk back 3 miles. It's about 6 miles. The Prophet would walk on Saturday. Who can walk 6 miles? Prophet was walking to the masjid, was walking with the companion radiallahu anhu, going to the battlefield when Fatah Makkah happened, when the conquest of Makkah happened. How old is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Fatah Makkah happened 8 years after Hijri. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about 61 years old, or about 60, or about 60, almost 60. If not 59, ish around there. 59 to 60. And he's physically fit to walk from Medina Munawwara to Masjid to Makkah, to Masjid al-Haram. He's gone to Makkah. So the Prophet was known to physically take, was known to take care of his body, was known to stay healthy, to eat healthy, to do physical action to keep his body active. So it is from amongst the Sunnah, it is from amongst the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we actually take care of our body. So it's not those fitness trainers, it's not just for them, it's for us too, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was physically fit and he ate healthy and he made sure that he took care of his body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the tawfiq to live our lives in accordance to the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and live our lives in accordance to the teachings of the Quran. Just one last reminder, it is Thursday night, it is the month of Ramadan. Try to send as much salawat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as you can. Sending sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming early for salat al-jum'ah, reading as much Quran, especially shuraka. I will establish to say that when an opportunity of khair approaches us, we should rush to it. We have all day to read Surah Kahf. That's not the mentality we should think of. We should think it's Thursday night, meaning it's the night preceding Friday, it's Friday night basically, and I can read Surah Kahf. Read it now. Don't really delay it till tomorrow. Read it immediately. As soon as the opportunity approaches, meaning Salat al-Maghrib time comes in, we have the opportunity to now read Surah al-Kahf on the day of Jummah. So try to read Surah al-Kahf before going to sleep and don't delay it till tomorrow. Jazakumullahu khairan wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.